approaching the Lord is calling any bona fide part of the law. That's the principle. It is baseless that was written upon this process of questions and answers. But we're wanting to know about spiritual life, so we ask in that way. And we get answers based on self-strength. So this is the principle. It's not a manufactured process. It's a matter of what is the Shastra say? That's always the basis. Krishna is doing that. Krishna is the Shastra. So therefore, it needs to be the basis of the process from the Shastra. Which is always, you have to start somewhere, otherwise you get this circular logic that just keeps going. So the point is, Shastra is the pillar of things. It ends at scripture. So, whatever you're doing, as long as it is supported by scripture, any process works. It's very important. It's based on scripture, then you go beyond the functions. If it's not, then it doesn't really have any basis. The basis can't go somewhere else. And then the personal, that basis goes back to Krishna. Right. What is Krishna's interest is what is defined in the Shastra. So then, this is the point, is being able to become free from the entanglement of the four worlds. That's the real part. So that has two aspects to it. One is not being interested in what's here, but more importantly, is being interested in what's there. But the thing is, for example, the relationship with the world, how to function in that relationship. That's what's going to bring about actual freedom from the material, extinguishing the fire of eternal existence. Nothing else will do it. So it's not about niceness, it's not about smiling, it's not about, yes, you know, this, that. It's about this removal of the material entanglement by understanding who we are, who Krishna is, and what's the material world. You understand that? That's how we get out. In order to get into the spiritual world, then you need to know about Krishna. Krishna is the devotees, relationship with Krishna, the devotees, the pastimes, like this. So that these are going to be discussions. This is the relationship with Guru. Right? Not other aspects. Therefore, yes. So, so then, to see that this process goes nicely, then in Kali Yuga, that's actually the problem, because there's so many of those who are not only in the right mind, that we have this system, the phase called the Acharya Purusha system, where we have one of the associates of the Lord become an established mission. And then everybody simply has to follow the guidelines given by that Acharya in applying it to the mission. And so despite our lack of qualification, the system works. So this is a great one for full proof. And it's a word in front. Right, so if we avoid shooting ourselves in the foot, we follow that Acharya. So this is a standard system that is used in Kali Yuga. So we see that established in Bhagavad Vishnu Swami, and later by Ramanuja and Madhvacharya, even in the Sankara line, they use the system, and it works. And so we have the same system. So we find the Acharya, then establishes what is to be done. It's not that it means it's time, place, and circumstance, but you have to understand is that in the material world, time, place, and circumstance, though it can be applied to the moment that we're in, is more than our moment. Our moment is not that significant in the material world. No one really cares. You know, so the demigods are not jumping up and down because there's an iPhone. Personalities like Iraqi, Mahusha, those ones who then got their invited and asked me for some advice or some help. Ajuna. Is there moments where it waited in moments? Why? Because it's based on this aspect. That is a moment. Otherwise, it's not a big deal. But people break away, they don't want to go out. Not something more special. Right? So, therefore, the entire of the established mission is cross-functioning in a particular time period, and it will function in this time period. Not only is this 1200 years ago, these missions still run. So do you and I. It doesn't matter. That's the fun part. It really doesn't matter what our opinion is. That's always idea based on aspects. So in your opinion, what is the best discussion? What is my opinion matter? That one is always funny. It's not about my opinion, it's about the source. It's about the part of the offer. In other words, it's all about my opinion, your opinion, and how you feel good about their opinions. Nice. You're an individual. You have moments. That's fine. But they only matter because they're connected to Shasta. Once they're connected to Shasta, they actually aren't worth anything. Nothing. You can't even easily say the paper they're written on because they're not written on paper. They're written in cyberspace, which doesn't even really exist. Right? You know, put a blog, do some bleach, some dying, and you jump off that, you take news words, you know, pushes a few buttons, and your cyber really disappears. So, therefore, what's the real meaning? The real meaning is based on Shastra. It's coming in part of the graph. And then for us, it means it's according to the founders of it. That makes it work. It's connected to founder chart, it's following the founder chart, it will work. It's not, it works. I know you are least from the spiritual world, what is the world after the material world? That's what I said. At least from the world, he deals with people, what would he do with the shadows? Now, this is a spiritual world, not the entire the shadow, which is the head and which is the foot. This is like one of the lamest excuses. Right? So this whole thing is, oh, the times are changing. What's changed? People stop eating, sleeping, dating the family? Well, general things and diseases stop. Like earth, water, fire, air, eating don't function anymore. What's changed? People's consciousness. That's it. That's all. So, what is that body doing with how the internal energy functions? Whether I'm in one state of mentality or another, the internal energy functions exactly the way it has for millions of years. It does not change. It's a fallacy. It's a trick of Maya that we use this phrase. Oh, it's Kali Yuga. These things, they don't apply. Kali Yuga is part of the daily cycle of Yugas. The Shastras are written to a clean Kali Yuga. There is no such thing as eternal, there's no function in hell. There's a crisis of circumstance, one would think that the person who says it knows something about the concept of time. Right? Past, present, future, but they're connected. But then it doesn't, because they'll say it doesn't apply now. Eternity includes now. So that's the thing. The time says functions at all times, all places, all circumstances. There is no such thing as God ever being except in this part of the world. Right? God pervades everything, God controls everything, except for what I'm doing. I'm unique and I'm independent. It doesn't work like that. The laws of nature control everything. Therefore, what we bring it out is that if we approach those who are in this proper line, functioning under the family of Acharya, then we can mitigate the problems of material existence. But if one doesn't, one approaches others, then one will not be able to solve the problems of life. One will be overwhelmed by them. It's just pretty straightforward. But it doesn't matter how successful a member who we're trying to get married, who that guy that produces it. You know, if someone keeps married, you're probably successful. What about a guy who produces it? Okay? Which one would have to call it successful? Okay? But the problem is that still doesn't mean that they can give us any answers on the position of the soul or the self. That's the difficulty. The difficulty comes is it can't give us solutions here. That's not going to. The reason we're in anxiety is because of our pursuit of this goal. We're not in pursuit of the goal, we don't have the anxiety. Right? So it says, the choice that's what's better than this goal is always going to be the definite. The longing, goal is just using the word service. So it's not an end. So that's the thing is, the materialist, the material goals are always the end. For the spiritualist, material is engaged in the word service. So therefore, we can handle these things nicely, we can develop them nicely, but the end of the equation is always the Lord. That's what solves the problem. Right? We try to connect everything to ourselves, right? Our facilities. We're always being anxiety. The facilities, that's what's changing. The fundamentals on which the mechanics on which the material energy works never changes. The right part of the material energy, which particularly detail you see, that's changing at every moment. So that's the fun part. We're taking the leaders are old and don't apply them now, but what I'm doing now, this is like an action that has a changing effect. That's called the motor leaders. It's completely backwards from reality. No, the brain is very eternal, and what we're doing at this moment, that's what's going to be changing. So, therefore, we can say, oh, that's from yesterday. Right? Otherwise, why can we say, and that's it. That's just basically what they want to say. I don't mind doing that right now, so that's already, that's actually what they want to say. And you might pay out to get being too self-centered. So then you can say, oh, that's what's the last year, so last week, so last something else. But what it means is, I'm not ready to manage, so therefore it's out of fashion. You understand? So, there is no prejudice. The same thing that yesterday people were saying, this is what it is, today they're saying it's different. In everything, you just watch the news, and people are so absorbed in it, they don't see the change. Like the example of the frog, right? You put the frog in, you have a boiling pot of water, you drop the frog in, and you immediately go out. But if you have a cold pot of water, you put the frog in, put it on the fire, you bring it up the boiling, the frog won't jump out because it doesn't notice the difference. That's how it works. Because we identify with it, we don't notice the change. We don't notice we're doing the exact opposite of what we were doing before. So, people came back from India, went to check something, went to the, looked in the files, they put it out of an office, went to the office, and, 30.0 or something, and, in Hollywood somewhere, went up there and sat in the desk, and the lady behind the camera, she's sitting there, looking very popping, nodding, like that. She noticed the shoes, these funny room shoes with heads going and all that. She says, wow, where did you get the shoes? How did you get into it? Yes. So, again, you find out that this is serious before, it's serious, not like everybody else was ever here, and we're doing the whole thing, and India, and all these kinds of guys, and then she decided, you got to get your money and be real, yeah, so that's about it, and then you find that it's kind of colors. So that's the thing is adjusting, changing, opposite. In other words, as a pity, what she despised was the people sitting in the office, so they people could flow on some case of dignity, some multinational, company. And there she was. that's the way to do it. So I don't understand that. I understand what I'm thinking before I know what the opposite. That's how you feel like this. That's how you think it's changed, it's fresh, it's new. So the question is, hey, you got to run away. And then, you know, you'll need to pack and turn around. Oh, well, this is new, it's fresh. You go in the opposite direction. Then you turn around again. That's how you feel like this. Fresh means you're like the opposite of what you did before. I hope something new, there is nothing new. Whereas today I'll be finally active, you're active and become today, right? The active person and all that, he goes and sits in the Himalayas and sits down there and does some meditation with some yoga. Oh yeah, I found peace because I know it's so active. And by the way, I'll sit in this office day to day doing exactly the same thing. I'm going to have some rides up off a mountain, you know, in your underwear, you know, program. You know, something insane. And then, yeah, that is sounds. You understand? That's how it works. So whenever you're doing the opposite, it seems like that's the better option. And then when that becomes the opposite, the standard, then you have to do the opposite again. So that's the thing. That's the material world. So that's why we have to hear from equality. We have to hear from the point of reality. And in the front of the we have to hear from the founder's side. That's just the method. There isn't another method. And if one chooses another method, then one will be cheating. Because there's tons of people who are taking a leap from here and they're putting it together. That may be great, but other people speak, have a real intelligence, they're great writers, great speakers. And they can put together so much, say, it sounds fabulous. And not only that, but they were left to get you a pay for it. You know, that's the real point, you know. So that's what we're going to avoid. But otherwise, so these are our success people. These are the success leaders. Yeah, the success of success is that you're considering successful. And he's getting money from you. Did you get money before you came to a success program? Jerry Fury. Fury was successful, and then they talked about it. But most of them, they weren't successful. They didn't even know how to get more money. Sure enough. So that's the material world. That's the only choice that my employees will think, oh no, this is, that's a whole old fashioned stuff. No, it's exactly the same thing you're going on today. Just because you adjust the what you're going to say. So if a corduroy is green, it's still corduroy. Right? The fire is always wet. Like, you know, right? It's on camera, right? And so now they make it like fluorescent green, it's still corduroy. It doesn't change. The hotel is this much wider or this much less. You got the corduroy off of the shirt, like before the corduroy came down and had the body because they put it off. So they say, oh, you cut them off, now that's new. Like that. The fire is going to be really tight, it's much less tight. You know, instead of using the original triangle, you use the claw handle, you know? Like that. You use that one. One of the things instead of being pretty mean, you make something loud. Like everything else is plain, they have a loud time. How is this different? So is that the changing, you know, that's the dynamic, that's what's making life better. The giant suit had a pink tie or a gold remade tie. I don't know. I mean, that's changed the work you do. The work you do is not a change. This is the problem. Lions tricked us. And we think that whatever religious going on now is really actual substantial change. It's not. It's the same even sleeping lady with bedding. You adjust the colors. You adjust the texture. Right? That's all. It's not something new. Therefore, the person bona fide spiritual master, the bona fide learning, functioning under the bona fide founder authority. Any questions on this? No questions, yes. Let's see. Some use this material that you can change the species. You know, like let's say in the 80s, what was very fat, or set out, you know, or the end of the city, you know. You know, like, years ago, it's like you had the species, like, that we had for this, it was all these geometric designs that all come from this triangles and squares and losses and all that. Much like folks, you know, before that was animals, right? It was slip and all that, it was into like nut bottles, right? So right? Not on the side and the top is a shock. You know? So, animals like that sit. Nice. Big mass, with a hole in the end, and the next thing we'll do that. So, all of this is just like changing species. So, therefore, the thing is that it's something new. Right? Because the new thing is different. You know, we go from black and white into color, right? You have boss, and then you add the color in the universe, you know, stuff like that. So in the 50s, it was all black and white, 60s had some color. You know what I'm saying? Sound of colors.
So, what is it that was a special, what was it that was a special, what was it that was a special, what was it that was
modern creatures. That's modern preaching, because that's how they get you to do what they mean. It's a popular and administrative terms and methods. How do we train people to extract, you know, manpower and money from them? That's modern preaching. When preaching Krishna consciousness to people in the contemporary time, that's another thing. Because using a contemporary crime under the charge of doing that, that's the result of the whole of your talking to. People with this crime, so that's contemporary preaching. That's why Dr. Sarah was so funny about contemporary preaching. Contemporary preaching. There's no such thing as modern. In fact, modern is such an old thing. We're technically post-modern, but they don't have a name for it yet. Modern is like, say, 60-ish. It's 70. That's like, that's early. Right? You have to understand who's running the things. At 60-year-olds, who are the kids? Doing that. Right? So that means modern is the wrong. Okay. But this is not the new generation anymore. Too long, guys, it was kind of waiting for them to die. Now it's a whole, you know, those are the millennium, the testament, the millennium generation, right? So, we're so far past that. So that's why modern is like the pattern. If modern is defined by Bill Murray, millions of years ago, as modern data. That's the short definition of modern is modern data. It's not modern data, it's modern. If modern means it's always changing, it has no foundation. Contemporary means what's going on now. Right? So the term is not bothered by modern. That's like basically useless. Some view of contemporary, what's happening now. What's happening now is that you go out and discuss about philosophy, Europe, India. Who is there a problem to anybody with the name? Anybody who's really educated has no problem with India. And you know it's a center that paradigm, philosophy, and detail of these things. And it's been known like that in the rest of the world for hundreds of years. Therefore, this idea that you can't talk about India and everything Indian is that is you also have to go back to the Middle Ages to find that mentality. You can talk about it realistically. In the educated world, it's a collective that always knows Eastern as well as that. You go to the person's house, it's a collective. He has stuff from the Far East and from India and from Egypt and, you know, Greece and things like that. Something from Russia, you know, something from Spain and Paris, you know, stacking to each other. In fact, that was the standard of collective intellectuals, you know, cultures, you know, immediate around the house. You know, this idea of looking for anymore? That's the evidence. That's our basis. It's made them as if it's modern. But that's so uncontemporary. So uncontemporary. You know what I'm saying? So, what does this mean in practicalness? Practicalness means we speak directly out of the philosophy in words and examples that the contemporary man can relate to. That's teaching. Anything other than that basically is nonsense. And all they're trying is good, and every time they regard it as successful, it created a revolution in the consciousness of those around them. You need something different, there is no revolution. There is no change. Because modern needs against the prevailer. That's the simple term. Contemporary needs, what's going on now? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into semantics. Here's some semantics for you. Okay? So I'm going to tell you what modern needs kind of stuff. It didn't really have something. right? That's how they deal with detail. And they're smart. They put together a lot of details in the patterns. So what they're talking about is correct. It's since they don't know the proof of it, it makes it very hard for anyone other than them to apply it. It only takes one. Why is it that one you get a 50? Right? It's still people coming up with those things. The secret's quite old now, actually. If you're talking about the, you know, interpreter of the sea. Is that okay? Yeah. Yes. What's the ultimate benefits of shooting yourself in the foot? Situation you're in. And then with what situation you're in, you engage that in Krishna's service. Right? That's the Krishna's service. So, ideally, it's the spiritual world. If not, then you use the world here. But the materialistic world is not important. Because the world means this world is mine to enjoy. And the natural world is this world is to be engaged in Krishna's service. So, it's part of the borders. It's not a problem. Every person on the street has actually a different mood and different view of what they see when they walk down the street. There isn't a homogenous mood other than when you can fall in the drawer. So even the whole of all the materials together, we're the only ones that can sell it. I will control it and we enjoy it. Some of them add the detail that each one thinks they control in a different way and they're enjoying it in a different way. So there is no united front. However, then, all of them need to find a way to control it again. So therefore, if you have a different perspective, it fits wider. But your perspective is, I'm serving Krishna, and my endeavors are to please Krishna. That way, you don't need to be poor like everybody else, and you fit right in with everybody else. It's not a problem. But I'm imposed by persons who don't have a wide, broad range of understanding, or a very deep range of understanding. Also, I would not practice Krishna consciousness in a modern environment. And yes, they really cannot. The person understands what we're trying to say, no. Because it's eternal, you can apply it anywhere. Father makes that very clear. The Vedic literature is apply at every part, every place, every circumstance, in every region of the world. In the temple, he says exactly like that. There's no place on the planet you can't apply Krishna's instructions. There is no one place or circumstance that changes that. It's just that we want it to be that way because we want to maintain our material identity. But if we're willing to adjust that material identity and take a spiritual identity, we can function anywhere. There's no environment that can be functioning. You can go to your nearest country, he's very comfortable. And the next day, we'll be sitting down there in 26th Avenue with the Hopis and the animals. You don't get lonely in there. There is social living and knowing in Hopis and Romans. even folks in the audience here. Now, this could have gone longer. It applies everywhere. Can we apply that in Europe, in Switzerland? They're like so formal. They have the opposite of that in New York, Los Angeles. They don't apply anything over there. There's a no rules. This is how I feel. That's the rules in America. That's like it's a different country. So it's a culture anywhere. We have people off the street, people from educated culture families. Right? What is it? What are we doing? And that's kind of the circumstance. All the other stuff works by new ways. Not limited out in the village or the sticker from the east, it's not from here. And we can, you know, we burn it at the stake. And this is the way to keep this for us. So we're going to talk about burnt images. It's not the images. It's the modern images. That's that age. Yes. Yes. No, don't let that one have a teaching. That is the main philosophy. Then, according to the particular situations, then we have to come and start to be very surprised to present it, the particular data with the cutter, in a particular fashion. We should be going before the great, greater great, and great. How do you know what's the specific thing that they want? They only get into the spiritual world. But you don't need to prepare the spiritual world, you need to hire them, particularly with the cutter. So it's universal. You don't get more universal than that. All you know is you have to explain that in connection with the person you're talking to. As if you have to be the example, almost talking to this professor in Christianity. So they're discussing about Jesus, the relationship with God. You know, if you don't understand the Italian and the Lord, you know, how is it going to work? and then, you know, maybe spent 2,000 years to get figured out. So, that's some of the principles. What are we talking about? He was discussing with that at the affirmative one, Lisa from England. Cars. That's what we discussed. Cars. Actually, that has a particular model in Austin, and you know, it was very popular, and everybody was popular. But you know, they were really having a nice conversation. But then, in the essay, there's the thing, but is racism considered, like, you know, safe occupations? No, it's a dangerous occupation. So, dangerous, you need to be fear and furious, what do you do? So that was then when he brought this in. And when you're afraid, what do you think of? Generally started talking about God, but you also did everything. So the point is you're using the environment, the language, the emotions of that, but you're not using their philosophy. The whole philosophy comes from the East. If you're in America, what is Greece? It's not West. How does an American manage? What is the administrative function, structure it has? This democratic, what do you call it? Individual, this kind of a fraternity of common states. Where does that come from? Comes from Greece, East. Where's the food from? Where's pizza from? East. Right? Where's the pants and shirt and tie from? East. Okay, we'll be back with that. So, it's just a matter of you check. There was a little east farther than that. That was the origin of that east. So, yes, you had something.
So, I think that showing a reaction and then turning around and thinking it's really sometimes you have a sense.
What we're talking about is there's nothing new in the material world. It's the same thing as we have. It's like, it's okay. You have only the light before that, okay? It looks one way. You will mutate it the next morning. It slightly looks different. We will give it a different name. But is it actually different? So, that's what we're talking about. The entire world has nothing new to offer. What was presented on the first day of the month is the same thing that is going on today. It's nothing different. Right? There's 1,000 polyamorous in Green Bay and Gumba. So, every polyamorous is basically the same. It's the same thing. It's not like this is working, this is new, but it's the modes of nature that create it. Right? Does that make sense? So, therefore, in the devotee's life, dealing with different aspects of the material world, that's not a problem, because for the devotee is all being engaged in Krishna service. So when Jesus said this or this, the main point is God and the world are engaged in the Lord's service. That's the service we look for. That service we're fully enthralled in. We can't figure it out, but it is somebody. And if it still doesn't work, then it works under somebody. They'll tell you what to do. The promise is be fully engaged. That's the right service. So it doesn't matter if it's different from what before. So for devotees, that's the thing. Devotees get all the benefit that the material world has to offer, but it's not about that. It's about the pleasing Christian. Not a Jewish man had an emperor, a empire. It was an empire. So therefore, it didn't matter if he was sitting in his empire or sitting in the forest. that's not going to be the same as our Hare Krishna. You know what I'm saying? Because the material always is changing. So even if you have a nice situation, it won't change. There's no such thing as a permanent nice situation. Nice means remembering Krishna. Right? That's the point. Is the Adi benefit? We don't see around you, it's always changing. Right? Well, we're telling you 2 weeks ago it was not hot. Now it's hot. And after another few weeks it'll be nice. Another few weeks it'll be cold. It's just what it does. Is that okay? Yeah, so if the world is not a problem, what I'm talking about are those who are. So that depending on devotional service to the material identity, and praying for the material identity, and saying that this aspect of karma is going to produce bhakti. Bhakti is produced by bhakti. It's an attitude. It's not dependent on the environment. But in the same premise, if it's not dependent upon the environment, you can't identify with the environment. When you identify with it, then you get yourself in a different category. Okay, last question. All the way in the back.
For the first time, and I discussed the word so-called incarnations, and we discussed the incarnation of the Lord Buddha, which stops the rocket ships from going off into outer space.
Yeah.
And then we have these scrolls and put it that he says a different way than our Lord Buddha that appeared in our particular Kali Yuga, and it's the Lord Buddha who appeared in a different Kali Yuga. When I first read that, first of all, there's a scripture that was written 5,000 years ago that's talking about rocket ships going off into outer space. I remember it struck me only quickly that this rocket ships going off into outer space is a rocket
boat.
Yeah. It's a standard feature of Kali Yuga. It goes on every single Kali Yuga.
Yes.
And sometimes in different Kali Yugas it becomes so annoying to the universal management that an incarnation of God has to go down the
track. I'm going to go to the next slide.